Good day. I'm Anjuie James Soyez with GIS Midday News for Monday, May 30. Coming up, Senate approves amendment to Jury Act, public sector ICT infrastructure to be strengthened, and training facility established for small businesses. The news in detail after the break.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
Today.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Now the news. The government will strengthen its information and communications technology ICT infrastructure to enable the sharing of services across the public sector at reduced costs. The investment is expected to cost approximately $1 billion. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says significant investments have been made to facilitate improved operations within ministries and agencies, but some efforts are being duplicated.
The appropriate use of technology is critical in achieving greater competitiveness in our economy. And the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology will continue to develop programs to support the ease of doing business in Jamaica.
The government will address the non-sharing of ICT services through phasing of the project to last for 5 years, with expenses to be reduced by up to 30% when fully implemented. The design of the project will be completed by the end of the third quarter of this fiscal year. The Jury Amendment Act 2016, which makes provisions for majority verdicts to be accepted in cases of non-capital murder, was approved in the Senate on May 27. The revised legislation aims to rectify omissions made in the Jury Amendment Act 2015, which came into force on February 1, 2016. Piloting the bill, Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Kamina Johnson-Smith, said by virtue of the Jury Amendment Act 2015, the law was amended to reduce the number of jurors required to try non-capital murder cases from 12 to 7 persons. However, this adjustment was not followed by a consequential amendment to Section 44 of the Jury Act. As a result of not amending that section, the senator points out that only unanimous verdicts would be acceptable in trials for non-capital murder.
Any split decision, even 5-2 or 6-1, would render the jury hung or deadlocked, necessitating a retrial, which would add to the backlog of cases already in the system.
The bill was approved without amendments. A training facility aimed at boosting the capacity of small businesses was recently handed over to the Council of Voluntary Social Services, CVSS, by the Restoring Entrepreneurial Success Through Education and Technology Reset Caribbean Foundation. The training provided is expected to empower small businesses with the appropriate skills and technology to enable them to access resources available locally, regionally, or internationally. It also aims to strengthen the human resource capacity of small businesses and improve their internal processes. Minister of Industry and Commerce Carl Samuda says the center is the first of its kind in Jamaica and will offer face-to-face and online training modules to entrepreneurs as well as small business owners.
MSME sector is a priority for achieving economic growth and the creation of jobs. Therefore, this project is in keeping with the government's overall goal of developing capacities of the MSME sector and improving the channels in which they participate in economic activity.
The center was established through a $103,000 donation under the government of Japan's grant assistance for grassroots human security project. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the stop order issued on the Royalton Hotel in Hanover has been lifted for sections of the project found to be structurally sound. The Hanover Parish Council had issued a 30-day stop order on the project on May 10, following the collapse of a building at the development, injuring 5 workers. Minister McKenzie, who was speaking at the Negril Chamber of Commerce in St. Anne recently, said the 3-member committee that investigated the collapse recommended a partial lifting of the order. He says the suspension remains in effect for the section of the project that was affected. Mr. McKenzie says the committee found that all the structures except the section that collapsed were sound, and there was no evidence to suggest that approvals were not given for the construction of the property. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.